Well, it's much more comfortable to believe that we're good and we're pure and everything was great. And suddenly out of the blue, this evil entity came and committed an act of violence. But that is simply not the reality. The pressure that has been put on Palestinian people, and certainly in Gaza, where people are living under siege, nobody wants to live under occupation and siege. I wouldn't want to be occupied for one day. And I don't think anybody else would either. So that there's been three generations now of profound oppression, and it's impossible to imagine that it wouldn't have a consequence. But if to look at it that way, to see their originating actions, there's long-term consequences, and that is what a cycle of violence is. Then that leads us to ask, how do we get peace? And we would have to go back to the source. If we ended the occupation, if we ended the siege, if Palestinians living in Israel were not treated as second-class citizens, if everyone who lived in that land was treated as an equal human being, with equal rights, with passports, with the right to vote, to travel, to be on whatever road they wanted, to go to whatever university they wanted, to fulfill their dreams and to have access to opportunity, there would be no violence. The violence is a consequence of the oppression.